chapter 15. But you, our God, are kind and true, long-suffering, and administering everything with mercy. For even if we sin, we are yours, seeing your might. But we will not sin, seeing that we are accounted as yours. For to know you well is complete righteousness, and to see your might is a root of immortality. For we were neither led astray by the evil creation of men's inventiveness, nor the fruitless toil of painters, a form stained with varied colors, whose appearance arouses yearning in senseless men, till they also long for the inanimate form of a dead image. Lovers of evil things, also worthy of such hopes, are even those who make them and long for them and show piety to them. For even a potter, laboriously kneading soft earth, molds each article for our service. Yet, out of the same clay, he fashions both the vessels which serve for clean purposes, and their opposites all alike. But as to what shall be the use of either sort of vessels, the worker in clay is the judge. And with misspent toil, he molds a vain god from the selfsame clay, though he himself was made from earth a short time before, and after a little while is to return from where he was taken, when the soul which was lent to him is demanded back. Instead, he has no concerns that he is destined to die, nor that his lifetime is brief. Instead, he vies with goldsmiths and silversmiths, also emulates bronze workers, and considers it a glory to mold counterfeits. His heart is ashes, and his hope is more worthless than earth. Also, his lifetime is more dishonorable than clay, because he failed to know the one who fashioned him, and who breathed into him an active soul, and blew into him a living spirit. Instead, he accounted our lifetime child's play, and our lifetime a holiday for gain. For one must, declares he, make profit every way, be it even out of evil. For this man, more than any, sees that he is sinning, when out of earthen material he creates fragile vessels and carved images alike. But all quite senseless, and worse than infantile in soul, are the enemies of your people who exercised power over them. Because they even accounted all the idols of the nations gods, which have no use of the eyes for vision, nor nostrils to inhale air, nor ears to hear, nor fingers on their hands for feeling. Even their feet are useless to walk with. For a man made them, and they were fashioned by one whose own spirit has been borrowed. For no man is strong enough to mold a god like himself. But being mortal, he makes a dead thing with his lawless hands. For he is better than the thing he worships. Of the two, he indeed has life, but never they. And besides, they worship the most hostile animals. For those, when compared in regards to mindlessness, are worse than all others. Nor are these animals so beautiful in sight that men might desire them. But they have even escaped the approval of God and his good word about them.